Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what Ellie has done. And for those of you who are anxiously awaiting theater reviews, I'll get to them. No worries. All right, Ellie has got a 13-year-old, and she's concerned about him. Ellie, I said, you know, explain to me what you see the symptoms as being, because basically if you're going to a therapist, especially with a kid, what you need to do is say, you know, here's the problem, and not necessarily the problem from your point of view. From your point of view, he may not be very obedient. We can talk about that in a moment. But from his point of view, does he have trouble concentrating? Does he have trouble in school? Does he seem sad all the time? Does he not make friends? What do you see the problems as being with your 13-year-old?
Well, he has a loss of hearing. He lost his hearing at 5.
Why?
So he's able to talk clearly, and I guess it was genetic. I had him tested to see if there was any, like, if it could have been an ear infection or anything like that, and it came down to where it was genetic.
Can he hear at all?
He can hear, like, 50%, say. He does wear hearing aids in both ears. He
okay.
doesn't let anyone know. No one is to know. He has to have his hair long so it covers his ears.
Okay.
Well, that may be
an issue that you find somebody who is a specialist in hearing issues, maybe even a therapist who has hearing loss who can be compassionate and helpful. Does he read lips can he hear well enough to not need to read lips?
I think he can read lips to a point. But he doesn't do signs. We haven't gone into that yet. I was actually thinking about putting him into school maybe for that.
Well, I'd ask him how he feels about it. I mean, he's 13.
Yeah,
not,
he doesn't
not,
want it.
Well, then I wouldn't do it, because if he's at 13, he says this isn't something I want to do, it's not going to benefit him at all. You can say it's always an option, and if you'd like to try it at some point, that's fine. But putting a 13-year-old in a position he doesn't want to be in, where you're expecting him to learn something, is unrealistic. He's not going to.
But Ellie,
what I'm trying to do here is redirect you a little bit. So far, with not much success. What do you see him as? I hear that he has a hearing loss. But what problems does he do okay in school?
He's very bright. He's very smart.
That isn't what I asked.
Learned, but no, he's not doing well at school because he doesn't even want to out.
He doesn't what?
He doesn't want to out of school.
So do you let him stay home?
Sometimes yes, and sometimes he's sick or he's not feeling well, or now I don't let him stay home, but now he doesn't get there until late. He has to walk. He walks 2 miles to school. So
why does he have to walk 2 miles to school?
Because they didn't have busing. They don't have busing. And then I don't
There's
have
no
dorm.
School that's closer for him?
No. And then what happened was, okay, he finally got busing. I had to get a doctor's note to say that he should be on the bus. And when
Well, so get a doctor's note.
What?
So get a doctor's note.
I did. I got a doctor's note. But what happened was he went on the bus and he was abused by the kids. So now he won't go on the bus. So now he walks every day to school. So there was a lot of snow and the roads weren't even, the sidewalks weren't even shoveled.
Ellie,
walking on the road.
Do you have neighbors who are in the same school system that your son is in?
Well, see, we just moved here, so I don't know anybody.
Well, Ellie, part of your job may be to find some people. Look, we're talking about a difficult age under any circumstances.
Okay.
And a kid who has to walk 2 hours to
school. How do I get him?
You go to the... Ellie, listen to me. You go to the guidance counselor, and you say, I need to know some people in my neighborhood who are in the same school district, so I can... Do you have a car?
I already did that. They won't talk to me.
You already did what?
I already went to them for help.
Did you?
I even asked them about the bullying. Is there anything they can do about the bullying?
Ellie, you have to stay on subject for just a minute so we can. I mean, look, are you in therapy at this moment?
I'm sorry.
Are you in therapy at this moment?
No.
Okay. Let me suggest at this moment, because you're going to have a difficult time convincing your kid to go to a therapist. Hopefully we have less of a difficult time.
I think he would go, because he's been to therapist before.
If he would go, then send him to a therapist. If he resists it, then you go to the therapist, or maybe both of you go to a therapist, not the same therapist. You need some help. The point about going to this guidance counselor is to find some names of people who live close to you. Do you own a car?
No. I have a car, but it's broke down.
Well, can you get the car fixed?
Right now I'm not working.
Why are you not working?
Because I haven't been able to obtain a job here. I moved from New Jersey, and I was living in Massachusetts. And then I moved to Rhode Island, and I haven't been able to find a job.
What kind of work do you do?
I was a director of food service.
You were director of what?
Food service.
Okay.
I worked in a nursing home. I did care plans, like inventory.
How long have you not had a job?
It's been a year.
How do you support yourself?
His father died, so my son gets benefits from him. And I was working, so that I have my income tax returns.
I think in this order, you need to get a job, even if it's at McDonald's right now. You need to have a job. Okay?
But
a year, you've been a year in this place, right?
If nobody wants to hire me, how do I get the job?
Ellie, why would no one want to hire you?
I have a plus talent, and I'm 50-something years old, 56 years old.
There's a guy who's 90 working at McDonald's.
All right, well, I've been to McDonald's, I've been to Burger King, I've been to Dollar Tree, I've been to Walmart.
Apply every place, okay? Because sooner or later, someone will hire you, all right? Because you need a job.
I'm waiting for. I'm not waiting.
You can't wait for it. You've got to go actively out and sort of beat the bushes. You need to do it now because.
I used to be a manager. I used to be a director. I shake their hands and say, "Here I am. This is who I am." They tell me, "Don't fill an application on the website or whatever." I do that.
All right, but Ellie, look. At this moment, to just get a job, you may not need to tell people you're a director. Because if they view you as a director and you're looking at an entry-level position, they're not going to hire you because they think you're going to go on. You're just going to leave that job as quickly as you can.
So what do I do when they say...
Ellie, exactly. You never lie on a resume, but it's okay to leave things out. All right? So just and talk with people in your church. Just tell them, it sounds like if you were a director, you have good organizational skills. You're probably computer literate. You may be able to work out of the home. Go every place you can think about and fill out all the applications. Everybody does applications online these days. It's very hard to get a personal interview until very far down the line, and sometimes not even then. But you need to view this as your priority because you're a relatively young woman. You've got another 40 years on this planet. You need to have something to do. You need to be, it sounds to me that you could use some help. Your kid's just beginning to hit adolescence. He's having a hard time in school. Then walking two miles a day to school and 2 miles home, in the winter it's going to be after dark. I mean, we've got to get this thing stabilized. And you need to be looking for a job now before all those kids who are in college and high school hit the job market because they're going to be your competition right now. I know that's not very fair, but that's what it is. So go look at restaurants. Go look if you're particularly good. It sounds like you're good at organizational skills. Go talk with a doctor's office. Go talk with a vet. Go talk with a hospital. Go talk with a school system. You need to get your foot in someplace because at some point your kid may need some help. But right now you're the stable influence in his life, and you need to get your own self some stability so that you can help your kid before adolescence really hits him upside the head. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, don't tell Judy we're doing this without her, but there's just so much theater to review for you, that, and I really did want to take care of Ellie before, so rather than keeping her on hold. So let me go back and repeat. The two plays that I'm not crazy about are Fish in the Dark, which is the Larry David one, because I thought there was nobody really that was likable, and I thought it was sitcom humor. People don't talk like that. People don't act like that, and it was sticky. Gigi was did not fare well in any kind of comparison to the original, And I thought that even though the music is still wonderful, that it was charmless and flat. Skylight, as I said, is Bill Nighy and Carey Mulligan, a story of an older man and a younger woman. It's a story of adultery. It's also a story of love and loss and expectations and seeing what we want to see. And again, I'm not sure exactly what it's called, Skylight. I don't know if that means that there's a hole in the roof and we see only what we want to see, or that it's letting the light in, or it's an artificial construct. I don't know what the term itself meant, but I thought it was a thought-provoking and interesting movie that was very well acted. Finding Neverland is not about Peter Pan. It is about J.M. Barrie, who is played by Matthew Morrison, who is from Glee. I didn't know him from Glee, but everybody else did. And he's really wonderful. Kelsey Grammer plays his agent, Charles Frohman, who's doing his typical Kelsey kind of shtick. But then he gets to be Captain Hook, and he's wonderful as Captain Hook. That was the role he was born to play. This has got one of the best first acts you've ever seen. It's the choreography is fantastic because it's set in the late 1800s, I guess. I guess I'm trying to remember exactly when Peter. It doesn't actually say, which it should. But so it's got people in period dress, but it's really the first act. The dancing is, in particular, is wonderful. The singing is great. I don't know if there are any songs that you're going to go out singing, but I just thought the first act was magical. The second act, not so much, partially because we know what's going to happen with Peter Pan. We know that J.M. Barrie is going to put together Peter Pan, and even though all the naysayers are saying, oh, no, you'll never be able to do it, we know that story. So that's kind of fun to watch. The second half, I don't know how much you know about J.M. Barrie and his life and his relationships, but it's much more of a downer and much less of an issue for kids. And so I didn't think the second act was quite as magical as the first, although the very last scene is magical. But it's still certainly worth seeing. All right, my two favorites, my two faves. One is On the 20th Century, and I was supposed to see this a while ago, but Peter Gallagher was out. And I thought, well, if I'm supposed to vote, I need to see Peter Gallagher in this. And I was absolutely right to wait. Kristen Chenoweth has the top billing. The story is an old-fashioned one. It's On the 20th Century, which is the train that goes from L.A. to New York, I guess. And the story of a man who's down on his luck and his ingenue, who is now the rules have been reversed. Andy Carl, who played Rocky, nearly walks away with the entire production. And when you're talking about some serious big names, Kristen Chenoweth, Peter Gallagher, Marklin Baker, and Michael McGrath play the kind of sidekicks that we're used to seeing in kind of vaudevillian musical comedy. Mary Louise Wilson plays the dotty old lady. And Andy Carl plays Kristen Chenoweth's suitor. And nearly steals the whole play out from underneath everybody. He's gorgeous. He's funny. He does physical comedy. He has a great voice. But this is really charming. As I said, and it's really interesting. I saw this and Neverland, I think, in the same day. And the difference in the choreography. This is old-fashioned, Hollywood glamorous stage productions. And Peter Gallagher is fantastic in it. He may not have the world's best singing voice, but who cares? He's just wonderful. And the whole thing was just really a pleasure. Okay, pick of the week, believe it or not, even better than On the 20th Century, although it's really hard to compare them, is Wolf Hall, Parts 1 and 2. And this is based on the novels, Part 1, Wolf Hall, Part 2, Bringing Up the Bodies, by Hilary Mantel, who was there the night I saw it, because this is done in two parts. And it's a story of Anne Boleyn, in theory, but I would subtitle it the Tommy Cromwell stories, because this is Thomas Cromwell. I mean, we're used to seeing him as the bad guy. And in this one, he's kind of the hero, as is Cardinal Wolsey. Henry VIII is more a buffoon, more to be pitied than disliked. Anne, in this one, is kind of a bully, as opposed to Genevieve Bugeaud, who is this poor little victim. I mean, it's a whole different look at English history. It's done on a nearly bare stage, with lighting being the most that they move scenery occasionally or chairs and tables in, but it's a dark stage. It's all done in costume. The choreography of the dancing at the beginning is it's immersive. They have the biggest props are fire in the middle of the stage and at the corner of the stage, which sets everything from the court to in XL and everything. It is 3 hours, basically it's 2 hours and 45 minutes for each, the first and the second part, the first being Wolf Hall, the second bringing up the bodies. But it's English history and English politics as you've never seen them before, and a story that we thought we knew about Henry VIII and Jane Seymour and Anne Boleyn and Anne, his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. But it's just absolutely compelling and mesmerizing, even though it's based in theory on novels. This isn't supposed to be necessarily historically accurate, but there are figures we know, including Thomas More. And as I said, you can buy apparently one ticket, but don't buy both tickets. Although if you're going to buy just one, get it for Wolf Hall, which is a little bit more compelling than the second. But I love English history. I thought I was in Man for All Seasons. I played Meg. And so seeing this different portrait of Thomas More and of Henry VIII and of everybody was absolutely fascinating. The acting is great. It's the Royal Shakespeare Company. And it's an amazing theatrical experience, and it's not here for very long. The tickets, to be quite honest, are not inexpensive. I think you get two for $2.95. If I were you, I'd probably do it the way I did it, which is I saw both of them on the same day. So one at 1 and one at 6:30. And yes, there's a break, and you can go get some food. There's a couple of hours in between. I think by equity standards, you have to give the cast 2 or 3 hours in between, 2.5 hours, something like that, a dinner break. But it's really, it's what you go to the theater for. I mean, it's amazing, it's fun, it's interesting, it's thought-provoking, it's scary, and it's a whole different look. It's something that you thought you knew. So some really great theater around, and it's not over yet. I have another 10 or 15 plays to see between now and the end of the month. Pick of the week is Wolf Hall, parts 1 and 2. Close on its heels on the 20th century. You'll love Neverland as well and Skylight. Gigi and Fish in the Dark, you're on your own about those. You can read more of the reviews at drjoy.com. And you don't have to agree with me, but at least you know where I stand on things. 855-99-DRJOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curve appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Linda, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Linda, how are you?
I'm just great, thank you very much. It's wonderful and sunny, calling you from Maine.
Yay. You're finally getting some spring up there?
We are. It was 70 plus yesterday, which was definitely
wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
That was better than we did. I think we only did like 66, so good on you.
Everyone was walking around in shorts, especially kids, of course. They don't feel the weather like we do.
Well, and they're just ready to bust out. They just want someone to say, why don't you put your jacket on?
Exactly. I couldn't help calling because I am an old Leave It to Beaver fan. And just the other day, a couple of days ago, something happened, and my husband and I were having a conversation. He said, oh, gee whiz. And I started laughing. And I said, what did you say? And he said, gee whiz. You know, that's what Beaver used to say when things went wrong. So then I started having these memories of the show. And so I had to share with you that his brother's name is Wally.
That's right. Who was Tony
Wally
Dow?
Beaver. Yep.
Right?
It was Tony Dow. Yeah.
Yeah, and Jerry Mathers was the Beaver.
He was.
And do we remember who Eddie Haskell was?
Oh, heavens no. But
Hugh Beaumont, I think, was the...
Oh, Hugh Beaumont was the dad.
Yeah, maybe Ken Osmond. I think Ken Osmond may have been the sleazy...
Good for you.
Yeah, well, I cheated.
The one who sucked up to Mama, right? The one who always told me.
Yeah, I knew about Tony Dow. I knew about Barbara Billingsley. Jerry Mathers, because they would say, and Jerry Mathers is the Beaver, so I remember
that.
The
Beaver, right.
Yeah.
But he used to say, gee whiz, and the other, what was the other thing that he used to say? I forget, but they just are etched into our memory because that's what we watched. We watched those family sitcoms, and they were... Great.
All right.
Show.
So tell me some, because Manny and I, sorry, Manny's too young to actually, I think, remember very many of these. These were on, I'm just checking to see when these were on.
In the 50s,
from 1957. Yeah. And The Father Knows Best, 1957
yes.
to 1963.
Right.
It's a long run.
Well, the Donna Reed Show, one of my particular memories, this is really wild, taking from a page out of the old book. The daughter used to say to her mother, and of course, do times change? No, they don't. They absolutely don't change. She used to say to her mother, oh, mother, I have about as much sex appeal as a wet mop. You know, and Donna Reed would just look at her like, whoa, where did that come from?
A wet mop, obviously, yeah.
A wet mop, but her daughter, you know, would say that, and no one would say that nowadays because times have changed so much.
Because nobody knows what a mop is. What they'd say is, what's the name of the swifter? It's a wet swifter. All right, so we were thinking about putting up what TV show told you the most about family life?
Mm.
Would you say Leave It to Beaver?
Actually, I really think it might have been the Donna Reed Show, simply because they were teenagers. And when I watched it, I was probably, 13, 14. And I thought she was cute, and she wore the same kind of clothes I did. And her brother was a stinker on the show. And I have an older brother. I love him dearly now, but... You know, he used to tease me unmercifully. So, or maybe that was her younger brother. I think it was me. It may have been her younger brother.
See, I think that's. I think we should put it up. I think we should put what TV show influenced you the most in terms of how you think family life should run or did run or something of that sort.
That's a great thing to do.
Because so we've got Father Knows Best. We've got Ozzie and Harriet. I'm trying to think what else.
Yes. Ozzie and Harriet greatly affected my husband. His name is Rick, and he learned how to play the guitar so he could be a
there you go.
Like Ricky Nelson.
Well, and David Nelson and I had the same birthday. He's older than I am, but we were both born on October 24th. So yeah, so he was a particular favorite. So and there's the Cosby Show. There's Roseanne.
Be,
in fact, Roseanne. I just saw there's a Tribeca Film Festival. There's a movie called Roseanne for President. About Roseanne Barr, and so it obviously has some of the Roseanne Show, which was really groundbreaking in terms of
indeed, yeah,
of
I would
showing
say
a different view of family life.
Mm-hmm. How about All in the Family being groundbreaking?
Yeah,
I mean,
good point.
I remember that when my kids were just starting to see those.
And Maude was certainly a different kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think we should put it up. We got it up, huh, Manny?
Sounds
yep,
good.
Just put it up.
Yeah, that should be fun. The only problem is we're going to probably run into generational differences, but I'm willing to deal with that.
Oh, that's fine. It's kind of cool to see the generational differences, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not to mention, at least, you know, in the old days I used to actually saw some television as opposed to to not knowing anything about any television shows at this moment. So.
Well, it's great. I also want to close by saying how much I love your show. I'm a school teacher who's home today, and I just get such a boot out of listening to you and the little inter-conversations as well as, you know, the people who call you. It's just a marvelous show going on, so thanks.
Well, thank you, kiddo, and I'm so glad you finally, the snow has melted, and Maine will actually, you've got about 15 minutes before the black flies come?
That's probably about it. In fact, if you went in the woods today, they'd be out there looking for you. Dan, where have you been?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Joy's here. Or the mosquitoes. The mosquitoes are the ones who say, oh, buffet's here. She's here. Yeah, all you can eat.
Love it. Take good care. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. 855-993-7569. And Jerry Mathers is the Beaver. Have you ever watched Leave It to Beaver, Manny?
I know you're I'm pretty young. It's definitely before my time. But
they did it, and they had it on Nick at Night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff I watch at Nick at Night. I mean, some of it I saw first round, but a lot of it I never saw. Maude, the thing. I didn't see Friends the first time around. I saw them all in reruns in syndication.
I grew up a lot with Cosby Show and Family Matters and Full House
Alan Thicke one?
What's that?
And the Alan Thicke one.
That was Growing Pains.
Yeah. Because the reason I know about that is he and I were supposed to do a TV show together in San Francisco, and he called me about 2 weeks before we were supposed to shoot the pilot, and he said, listen, I need to postpone it because they have me doing this fake Cosby Show, which no one will buy because it's just clearly a ripoff. And that was Growing Pains, which lasted for, 5-6 years?
Mm-hmm. Family Ties was, I think, kind of on the tail end of its run.
Family Ties. I remember, I didn't watch any of that in first run, but I watched it in syndication. So, you know, how the world works. I think, you know, that lots of us, I guess we'll do this story, maybe we'll do it tomorrow, about the new study out of Great Britain that says that that teenagers today, 15-year-olds in particular, I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but 15-year-olds in particular are affected by how much alcohol there is in a movie. Now, in television, I don't think anybody drinks alcohol except in the commercials on television, do they? I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody. Well, Mad Men smoke cigarettes, which I was kind of surprised about, except that it's a period thing.
I know in a lot of the sitcoms that I grew up watching, there wasn't a whole lot of alcohol drinking, unless it was like a theme of that particular a lesson for that particular show.
Yeah, you know, like Happy Days. Everybody drank Cokes in that one. This one, I'm just saying today. I don't know that that there are sitcoms. I mean, you have to remember in the old days, Dean Martin would come out with a highball and a cigarette and do his show.
Mm-hmm.
And Edward R. Murrow did the news with a cigarette.
Hmm.
I mean, it was a whole different kind of thing. So I thought we would talk about the idea about that U.S. and Germany have found connections between kids watching alcohol drinking in films and then drinking in real life. Also, other studies have found associations and risky behavior like tobacco use, dangerous driving, and engaging in early sex. Ooh, so much for Fast and Furious 7. Oops. Well, every time, I remember for the last Fast and Furious, which was, about two and a half years ago, and they have one car stunt, do you remember it, where they sort of are riding two cars like Roman gladiators? And I thought, kids are going to go and do this. At the time I reviewed it, I said, this is going to create some problems because kids are going to go and emulate it. And sure enough, then there are a couple of kids killed with him. Like a couple of weeks after the movie came out.
Well, and then you have the commercial that Jean-Claude Van Damme did where he's doing the splits between the two semi-trucks that are driving along the road. He's standing, he's standing...
Well, a foot on each.
A foot on each. And I'm thinking, first of all, it's insane that he actually has the ability to do that. And secondly, I hope to God nobody else is trying something even similar to that.
Well, and that's what happens. What this article is really suggesting is that the criteria for what for a rating needs to take into consideration something other than basically sex, which is the only thing it takes into consideration. It doesn't take into account any kind of risky behavior, including sex, or including drinking or violence. So, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I have a nephew who I think has a significant prescription drug problem, and he's in his early 30s. And I'm just wondering what I can do to help him.
Okay, and tell me what symptoms you're seeing that make you suspicious.
Okay, actually, his sister just died of a drug overdose a few days ago.
Oh, dear.
And I've been with my sister, his mother, and he was in the hospital recently for blood clots. I know he stole drugs from his father, who's a veterinarian. And he takes a lot of pain pills. I haven't actually seen him in a few years, but I heard him talking to his mother, and she was sending him money through Google Wallet or something, which I've never seen before, for prescription drugs. And I want to tell him I'll pay for rehab or something.
Okay. And it sounds like we got, does your nephew live any close to you at all? Anywhere near you?
No, like 2.5-3 hours away.
Okay. This is going to be a hard discussion to have over a phone, right? It's very likely going to have to be a face-to-face conversation.
Okay.
How far away does your sister live?
About 3.5 hours away.
Are you going to go? Is there going to be a funeral for your niece?
They're going to have a little. I'm just coming home for actually being with her, but there will be a little ceremony at the house, I think.
But that's already you already. You're not going to be there for that.
I could go over there for that.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about that. And I'm not trying to put a crimp in your travel budget, but these are conversations that are going to be very hard to have unless you're eyeball to eyeball. Okay. And the person and a funeral may be, because it's just such an emotionally vulnerable time, may be a fertile ground for starting this. And the first person I would start with is with your sister. Is she your older sister or younger sister?
Older.
Okay. I put my arms around her and tell her that you've always loved her, that you've always looked up to her, and you know that she's just in terrible agony right now. But maybe it's a good time to talk about not enabling her son to do the same thing that happened. Because, I mean, the thing about one child overdosing is that mom is either going to be very open to the notion of she's going to be terrified that your nephew's going to be the next one. But sending him money is a great way to make sure to increase the possibility that he's going to overdose.
Okay.
So to say, look, it's one thing to pay. Does your nephew have a job?
No, he's living with his father, who's an alcoholic.
Okay. It still sounds. Look, it sounds to me that the best entree you have are the two things that you've already talked about. One is your sister, and just saying, look, kiddo, I know you're fearful and I know you love him, but understand that you're helping him to be on the same path that your daughter was on.
Okay.
And she may get mad at you, and that's why you don't want her to be able to hang up on you. And she may not, and you can look her in the eye and say, look, I'm not trying to make your pain worse. I'm just saying, let's do what we can to make sure that this doesn't get any worse. And then presumably, because you're going to be close to the nephew, of taking him for a walk someplace and saying, you've always been my favorite. I worry so much about you. You're now, I don't want to put any more weight on your shoulders than you've already got, but you just watch your sister overdose. Do you think your mom is really going to be able to tolerate two of you doing this? You know, tell me what I can do to help you. Because as an addict, look, he knows about OD, he knows about detox, he knows about cold turkey, he knows about where to steal, he knows about how to fake prescriptions. So he's going to be much more expert at the system than you are. So you're not going in as an expert, you're going in as somebody who loves him, who's concerned about him, about his mom, and the fact how's she going to deal with two kids doing this, and what can you do to help him?
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. And look, understand that you may or may not be effective initially, but just hang in there and just say, look, if not now, whenever you're ready. And to your sister saying, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, but, you know, my heart aches for you, and I just don't, you know, you need to think about the long-term consequences of what you're doing as opposed to just doing the obvious thing, which is he asks for money, you give it to him, ask him what the money is for. He's going to lie to you about it because addicts do. They will do and they will steal. In terms of the father, the alcoholic, I don't know. I mean, if you know him and have a good relationship with him, you may be able to say, do you need to hit any more bottom than this? You know, you have a child who's just overdosed on abusing a drug. I mean, do you really need to to watch your son do the same thing? Do you really need to do the same thing? Maybe by you setting a better example, maybe, you know, tell me what I can do to help you. I just don't know anything about him. If I had to guess, I would guess you probably have more entree to your sister than you do to your brother-in-law.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with him. We don't really like the pants, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is time to just sort of be stupid and cheerful as hell and not to let anybody hurt your feelings, because you're walking into a hornet's nest and you're being the voice of rationality as opposed to the huge pity party, because guilt, there's nothing like guilt to make you decide to wrap yourself in pity. I can't believe this happened to me. Why is it? Because guilt feels just awful. And so feeling pity for yourself, it's not my fault. You know, it's his father's genes. You know, I've done everything I can. So they're not going to be happy with you saying, look, there is something you can do here, and I can help you with it. And I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. You're not going to necessarily be very popular. So just be prepared for that.
Okay.
But good luck. I mean, you do what you can in this life, right? And the fact sometimes we're effective, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're beloved, sometimes we're not. But, you know, good luck to you and Godspeed. And I think everybody's prayers will be with you, because you may be able to save a life or two along the way. But don't expect people to be necessarily very nice or very grateful. If they are, that's great, but don't expect it.
I won't. Okay.
All right, kiddo.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Good luck. Yeah, folks, listen, if you're hearing this phone call today and you know somebody, if you're one of those people who says, well, I can stop anytime I want, how about today? If you're a parent who says, well, you know, I'll give them the money this time because then maybe they'll stop next time, think about not giving them the money. If you're somebody who has a drinking problem or an alcohol problem and saying, you know, well, it's not going to affect anybody else in the family. You know, it's my problem. It's my life to do anything I want with. Hear what this does to families. Hear what this does to people. Okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.